Welcome to Tea Time with Nick. Today's episode is sponsored by me, Nick G. Only because I don't have any sponsors at the moment, but whatever. Hello, is this thing on? Oh my god, guys, I'm back. I can't even believe it. It's been, what, 2 months? This feels so insane, and I'm so sorry to keep you guys waiting. But that's honestly your fault for not keeping up with my life. Because if you don't know, I made an announcement on Instagram, and if you're not following me, then you're really missing out. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram, Nick G with two I's, and while you're at it, go ahead and follow me on everything else, TikTok, YouTube, whatever it is, Tea Time with Nick, or just head over to teatimewithnick.com for all my socials if you need them. All the links are there, and past episodes, of course. Anyways, so you know I've been talking about I'm going to make an announcement soon, like it's a huge announcement, but it's not like that serious. But in these past 2 months, I quit my job and I became a trucker. I know, I can't even believe it either. It's so insane that I am even saying that. Everyone was so shocked when I announced it. They were like, no fucking way. Well, way. And honestly, it's not that hard. I get paid to drive and talk on the phone and listen to music. Like, that's so insane. It's not bad either. And honestly, I've been around trucking since I was a kid. My dad was a trucker. He would always take me over the road. Like, it was so much fun. But it's been a crazy journey so far. Like, I remember the first week I was driving and I was going through Texas and I went through Border Patrol and I am so, like, dumb. I'm not the smartest person. I knew I was in Texas, but, you know, Texas is so close to Mexico, and I seen Border Patrol, so I just assumed I was going to Mexico, and so they stopped me, and they were like, are you a citizen? And I said, yeah. And I was like, what is this? And he was like, Border Patrol. And I said, am I in Mexico or something? Like, did I get lost? And he was like, no, we just have to do this. It was so funny. I mean, I also ran over a little kid's ball, which I feel really bad about. Like, why are you kicking your ball into the street anyway? You know, like, there's traffic. And also, I think I hit a deer. And by I think, I did. But it didn't die. So, I'm assuming there was, like, no blood or anything. So, I'm assuming I, like, dislocated its shoulder and it ran off and it's living its perfect life. And I'm so sorry to that deer. But, like, I try to slow down, but you can't really slow down. Like, sorry, deer. It's either you or me, and it's not going to be me. But, yeah, if you think becoming a trucker was shocking, just wait until you see what I have coming up in the near future. You guys are going to be so gagged, gooped, everything. It's going to be insane. Also, a few things I've noticed about becoming a trucker, and I hate that some cars drive slower than trucks. Like, I'm governed at 65, so I can only go 65 miles per hour. Like, that's the most I can go. And why is this car going 55 on the freeway? Like, speed the hell up. You know I can only go so fast. And you can go, like, 100 miles an hour. Like, and the speed limit's 80. Get the hell out of here. And also, other trucks that can go faster than 65. Like, why are we going 56? And then when I try to scoot over and pass you, you want to speed up to 70. You know damn well I can't go to 70. So just speed the hell up and let me just drive. I want an empty road. Like, those are my favorite. And also, I am not a hat person. Like, I never wore hats. I don't like sunglasses. I've never felt like they fit me. You know, like, I never thought, like, oh, I look so good in a hat, or oh, I look so good in sunglasses. I don't know. But since becoming a trucker, hats have been my best friend. Like, I wear them all the time because, you know, you can't do your hair. I mean, I guess you could do your hair, but who has time for that? Like, I wake up, brush my teeth, wash my face, and I start driving. You know, like, I'm not going to do all the extra. Like, I want to sleep. And the roads are bumpy. So, it's like, well, when you're sleeping, of course, because my husband's a team. We do team driving. But, so when he drives, I sleep. And when I sleep, he drives. So, yeah, like, you don't get much the best sleep. Like, I sleep a lot. I'm not going to lie. I do get pretty good sleep. But I'm not going to wake up and get ready. Like, I'm just not going to do that. So, yeah, hats have been my favorite thing. So, of course, I had to make my own Tea Time with Nick hat. It's so cute. If you guys haven't seen it, go over to teatimewithnick.com and go to my shop and you'll see my hat and go get yourself one because they're honestly so cute. They're so comfortable It says allegedly on it because, you know, every true Hot Topicer says allegedly because, you know, you don't want to get sued. What else has been going on in these past 2 months? Oh, I think I lost my best friend. Not that she's dead or anything, but let me explain. So I have a friend, and this friend is friends with somebody that my best friend is not friends with, right? And my friend just graduated. You know, it's a big deal. Like, she just got her degree. And she invited me to her graduation party. Of course, I can't be there. So I was like, I'm in town. Let me take you out to dinner to celebrate you. Like, you're my friend. You've been nothing but nice to me. So I do that. And my friend's wife blows up on me. Like, you are so fake. I don't like people playing two sides of the fence. And I'm like, you guys really don't like this one person because she hangs out with the person you don't like. I was like, that is so childish. And of course, I'm mature now. Like, I'm not going to go off on my best friend's wife. Like, I'm just not going to do that. Like, it's not that serious to me. And I'm too grown to argue with a lesbian. Like, I'm just not going to do that. But a friend did reach out to me and was like, are you and so-and-so beefing? And I'm like, girl, I am not beefing with a lesbian. Like, the only thing she is beefing with is the mirror, because she's talking to herself at this point, because she's not talking to me. I am not engaging. But yeah, I guess she was like sending subliminal messages that I did not see. And I'm like, subliminal messages? Like, she's clearly stuck in 2011. It's just sad because she's literally pushing all of her wife's friends away. It's very toxic behavior. So she's officially cut from my life. Like, I'm not gonna talk to somebody who was so quick to say these things about me, and it was so weird. Like, I'm not playing those games. And also, for my friend to allow her wife to say these things to her friends is crazy. If my husband ever messaged my friends, it would be World War III in my household. And my friend actually never reached out to me other than when I texted her saying, I love you, but I'm not gonna stand for your wife bashing me. So I'm like, okay, is our friendship over? Like, our friendship means nothing to you? Like, you're still not reaching out after all this time? Good to know. Also, if you noticed, or haven't noticed, I don't know, I'm only doing video podcasts for the time being, because honestly, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do. Like, I don't get ready, and I'm not gonna look like Boobadafoo on the internet. Like, I'm just not. So only video podcasts, only audio podcasts until I get myself situated, or I'm home every 3 weeks, so I could do like one video podcast every 3 weeks or something. I don't know. I just have to figure it out, because I really love Tea Time with Nick, and I love doing this podcast, you know, and I don't want to give it up. And speaking of podcasts, I know this is going to sound bad, you know, because I do them, but I actually never listen to podcasts. And my friend who I was just talking about, she was telling me about podcasts, but I could just never get into them, you know, and like, true crime podcasts, like, I can't. There's, like, 100 million true crime podcasts out there. Like, I can't. And I can't get into them. Like, they all sound, I don't even know how to explain it, but they all, no, I'm not doing it. And the other podcasts I tried listening to are, like, astrology podcasts, because I'm, like, super into astrology. But they all talk so monotone, and I'm like, how do these people have listeners? Like, sorry to them. But yeah, I was saying, my one friend who said we're not friends anymore, I don't know, it's very weird. She was telling me about Heather McDonald. She did recommend her. So I did listen to her, and I was like, okay, I could listen to Heather McDonald. But the thing about Heather McDonald is I can't listen to other like pop culture things because I have my input on them. So I can't like talk to them directly and say like, wait, hold on, let me give you my opinion. So that was kind of confusing to me. Like, I just need to be on Heather McDonald's podcast, like, so we could talk about it instead of me just listening to her and not being able to say what I want to say, you know? And then I remembered Trixie Mattel and Katya, they do a podcast, and I was listening to it, and I was like, at first, I was like, this is batshit crazy. Like, there's no way I can listen to this. But of course, I stuck around, and I was like, okay, this is great. Maybe I just need to listen to gay people. Like, I just need to listen to gay people talk. I don't know what other podcasts to listen to. I only listened to that one, and I'm like all the way back in last year trying to listen to it because I don't have anything else to listen to. But it really does make the time go by fast. And listening to it made me realize two things. I miss having a gay friend, and a co-host would be so much fun. Like, or at least a guest spot or something, but I don't even know who to bring on. And also for the gay friend, I just never, like, I had one gay best friend, but, and he was fine, because he wasn't, well, I guess he was a part typical gay guy, but, you know, I just never been a part of the gay community like that. Like, I just don't fit in with them. I don't do drugs. I'm not into the hookup culture. I don't know. We just never, like, mixed. I've always felt kind of like an outsider, I guess. But yeah, my friend was like the gay scene for me. Like, he had all the gay friends, and I was just his friend, you know? So, I don't know. But I was talking to my husband, saying, like, oh, maybe I need a gay friend in my life. That, like, a gay friend that's like, yes, mama, but the gag is, you know, that talks like that. And he was immediately was like, you're not listening to the podcast anymore. You're about to start talking like that. And a part of me is like, why don't I? Why don't I say, yes, mama, house boots down, you know? Just find it so funny. Like, I need a friend like that. So if you're out there, please be my friend, and let's just talk on the phone and get me caught up with all the gay-isms or whatever they're called. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in my life. Now let's talk hot topics. We have so much to catch up on, and honestly, I want to talk about so much more, but I'm just, that's so old news. Like, yes, P. Diddy's a piece of shit in the Cassie video and stuff. So, like, I'm not going to talk about that. But we will be catching up on all of the music that has been released, because I have so much to say about it. And I don't even care if I'm, like, a million months late. Like, we're going to talk about them. Let's start with my housewives. You know, I always got to start with them. And let's start with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So, Mauricio, I know him and Kyle are, like, split up or whatever. But did you guys see, he is in Israel right now, and he posted a picture that Hamas was bombing where he was, and he has a photo of him, like, taking shelter, but he's like, it's like a photo stage op. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It's so wild. But it's also crazy to me that, you know, they had that report saying Dorit's not going to be asked back unless she, or asked back as a full-time housewife, unless she comes clean about her and P. Kate's marriage, and that he stays at the Beverly Hills Hotel or whatever. And then literally they were seen filming, and then she comes out with a statement that they're literally separated and stuff. And I'm just like, you really sold your soul to be on TV. Like, we really are out here selling our soul. But also, how do I sign up? Like, how do I get there? I mean, I told you guys I could have been on 90 Day Fiancé, but my husband was like, all those people end up in divorce. And I was like, and what's the problem with that? We could have been on 90 Day Single. Like, we could have been doing something. Yet, here we are trucking. So, choices. And then, the new season of Real Housewives of New Jersey came out. Are you guys watching? It is so good. At first, I was like, this is going to be so lame that they're not, like, talking to each other, Melissa and Teresa. I was like, this is going to be so lame. But then I seen the season preview, and some shit looks like it's going to go down. So, I cannot wait. And I finally caught up with all the episodes. And it's already getting so good. The alliances are already changing with Margaret and her friend Jennifer Fessler and Jackie, which is so wild to see, like, in real time. But I realized that it's not a Teresa and Melissa problem. Like, yeah, they have their family problems, but it's not something that I didn't see that they could get over. But it's a Margaret and Teresa problem. Like, Margaret is the head honcho of that other group, and she's like, if you talk to Teresa or even smile at her, like, you cannot be my friend. We're done. So she was getting mad at all these people for talking to Teresa. And I'm like, wow, this is so similar to my situation. I was like, this is crazy. And it was so funny to me that one of the Fuda girl, or that Fuda girl, she was like crying because Teresa called her husband the biggest drug dealer and said he liked double-sided dildos. And I was like, it's really not that serious. Like, a double-sided dildo, good for you, you know? You like to have fun. Like, I don't see the problem with that. And the biggest drug dealer, she said, was the biggest drug dealer. Like, she's not calling him the biggest drug dealer now, you know? And also, his plastic surgery, like the Fuda guy, is not great. Like, it's kind of scary to me that he looks like that. Like, not to be, like, offensive or anything like that. Like, good for you for, like, getting your liposuction and stuff. But it just doesn't look right on him. I don't know. Maybe he needs, like, a jawline or something. And just because Teresa and Melissa aren't talking doesn't mean, because all the fans right now are talking about, like, oh, they need to do, like, a cast change, or make it Melissa's show or make it Teresa's show. Like, no. I don't want any cast changes because, you know, the fans always like to say, oh, we want this change, we want this change. Like, shut up. Every time you guys request something and they do it, the show ends up sucking. Like, it's a major suckage. Like, that's why Potomac sucks now, because so many people want cast changes because they feel like this person's offensive, this person's offensive. Like, just shut up, okay? Let me live for the drama. So I don't want any cast shakeup. I just want them to be able to talk or be, like, just force them to talk. Like, I want to see the drama. I want to see the fights. And also, we should bring Danielle Stubb back, because Margaret really hated her, and that would really set her off. Like, I just want a Margaret takedown, because Margaret is so insane. Like, if it's not her way, it's the highway. And she needs to realize that's not how life works, you know? So, yeah. I think that's all for Housewives news. I don't really know what else is up. I can't wait for The Traitors. The Traitors new season is going to be great. I think Dorinda and Teresa are on it. And I love Dorinda. I love how batshit crazy drunk she is. I can't wait to see it. Now let's move over to Hollywood. Do you guys watch South Park? My husband always does. And it was our day off, so we decided to watch the new episode. It's like the end of Obesity or something. And they were talking about Ozempic. Speaking of Ozempic real quick, can I just say our truck bed is like a twin size and we both fit on there perfectly, and I just feel like a skinny legend, like I always do. Anyways, so we watched it. It's like I said, about Ozempic, and it was so funny because the people who can't afford Ozempic and Wegovy and all the other weight loss drugs, they were prescribed Lizzo. And this Lizzo prescription is literally you just go home, listen to Lizzo and like body positivity and stuff. And Lizzo did a blind react to the South Park episode, which is so great. And here's what she had to say.
But if you can't afford them, then how are you managing your weight?
Don't you know, Sheila? Now there's a whole new obesity drug for those of us who can't afford Ozempic and Mounjaro. I've controlled all my cravings to be thinner with Lizzo.
Oh, it's Lizzo. FDA-approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I just feel like, damn, I'm really that bitch. I'm really that bitch. I really showed the world how to love yourself and not give a fuck, to the point where these men in Colorado know who the fuck I am and put it on their cartoon that's been around for 25 years. I'm really that bitch, and I'll show y'all how to not give a fuck, and I'm gonna keep on showing you how to not give a fuck. Oh, 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 Lizzo, bitch.
I thought this episode was so funny, maybe because it was something so relatable to me, because I have some Wegovy in my fridge, and it made me want to start back doing it. I was like, I feel so included. So, yeah, I'm just gonna go home, and when I go home, I'm stick that needle in me and call it a day. Okay. Now, let's move over to some arrests that happened this past week. And yes, I'm going to talk about Nicki Minaj, but first, let's talk about Sean Kingston. I can't believe it either. Like, I never thought I would be talking about him. But someone did what he finally said, which was somebody called 911, because him and his mother were arrested during a raid at his house for fraud charges. So apparently, the raid is linked to a lawsuit filed by this entertainment group, which claims that Sean allegedly failed to pay them their monthly installments for installing a 232-inch television that they sold to him. First of all, who needs a 232-inch television screen? Like, that is insane. But could you imagine watching the porn on that? Like, that would be crazy. Well, anyways, an attorney by the name of Dennis Card, who represents the company, I don't know if he's a gay man, but he was throwing shade like one. He went off saying he likes having bling, he likes showing off, he's a showman. My client has a $150,000 television sound system that's in there, but there's also about $1 million worth of watches that are in there. There's an $80,000 custom bed that was ordered. This is an organized, systematic fraud. He's basically got a script. He says that he works with Justin Bieber and that he obviously puts on a big show. This is a rental house. He doesn't own it, and he lures people in by using celebrity into having them release things without him paying for it. Then he simply never pays, which is wild to me. Like, he worked with Justin Bieber in 2007, I think, or 2009. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo lover. Like, that song is so old. Like, that would not even be a top 5 hit today. Like, he needs to calm down. But he did post on Instagram saying, people love negative energy. I am good, and so is my mother. My lawyers will be handling everything as we speak. And I'm just going to say this. This is what he gets for canceling his gig at Adventure Park the day after my birthday last year. Because I was so excited. And even though, yes, it was a 2009 hit, I wanted to sing Somebody Call 911, Shoddy Fire Burning on the Dance Floor. Like, I wanted to listen to that. And it was the day after my birthday and a free show at Adventure Park in my small-ass town. Like, hello. Why, like, why wouldn't I want to go? So, yeah, that's what you get. Now, moving over to the arrest of the week. Like, I can't even believe it. So, I was actually mad that my husband woke me up after only sleeping 3 hours to help him with work. But little did I know, he did me a favor because I got to witness in real time Nicki Minaj going to jail. Twitter, Instagram, I got to witness it all. It was crazy. I was like, she isn't, and I woke up and I was literally so mad. And I go on Twitter and I literally see all of this stuff, and I go to him. I was like, oh my God, Nicki Minaj is getting arrested in Amsterdam. He was like, what? And I was like, yeah, for apparently, allegedly having drugs, like having weed or something like that, or having like pre-rolls. And I was like, this is insane, because Amsterdam, it's legal, and they wanted to check her bags, and she was like, well, they already took my bags. Like, they should have checked my bags before I even took the flight, you know? She always says, and I always find her a little crazy, that people are trying to sabotage her concerts, her music, her money. And I was like, girl, you are schizophrenic or something, because nobody is trying to do that to you. That is all in your head. But now seeing all of this stuff, because I think this is the second time they stopped her at an airport, and just because she had a show that night too. But this is the second time that they stopped her and they like prolonged her that either to cancel a show or something like that, which she did postpone a show in Manchester, but she's going to make up for it in June or something like that. Anyways, so this is the second time I've seen them do that to her. And I was like, God damn, maybe they are trying to sabotage her. Maybe she is right. Like, I am so sorry, Nicki, for everything I said about you before. You really are that bitch. And honestly, she has a second leg coming up in America again. And I really want to go because, like, her fans are, they're like Taylor Swift fans, but 10 times worse, I think. Because Taylor Swift fans are all white people, like, wearing, I don't know. They're you know, they're weird. But, well, not weird, but they're on a different level. Like, Nicki Minaj fans, they are literally ride or die for this girl. Like, if you talk about her, they're doxing you. They're going to release your, like, they're crazy, you know. But they're also so ride for her. Like, they showed up at the police station in Amsterdam. Like, they went to her hotel. Like, they are showing support. Like, it's so insane. So yeah, maybe I'll go. Maybe I want to experience the craziness, you know? Maybe I will fall in love with Nicki Minaj all over again. But yeah, enough with that. Now it's time we talk about music, because there's so much to talk about. Who should we go first? Let's start with singles. So, you know, Camila Cabello has her new music out, which is very good girl gone bad, very slutty. I wasn't obsessed at first. I was like, I love it, 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 I love it. I was like, this song is stupid. And then I listened to it a couple more times and I was like, okay, this song is amazing. Except for that rapper who's on there, and I'm sorry, I don't know your name. That, like, he should have never been in the song, because he literally mumbles the whole song. Like, I have no idea what the hell he says. Like, he's just like, like, literally, listen, just listen. But besides that, like, that song is so good. Also, her new song with Lil Nas X, I Think He Knows, or something like that. Like, it's just giving very Britney Spears 2001 Slave for You. Like, I'm not this, you know, like, I'm single, I'm finding myself, I'm to the point were like, screw you, I'm just going to have fun and get laid type of music. And I'm here for it. Honestly, I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to hear the whole rest of the album. And honestly, I'm a big Camila Cabello fan. Like, I love her, all her albums. All her albums are really good. Of course, not every song, but her albums are really good. So let's move over to albums now. And I think we should go in the order it came out with, which, of course, Cowboy Carter by Beyoncé. Well, I already told you guys I was not going to like it. Then I remember hearing clips and I was like, oh wait, this actually might be amazing. Well, you know, since being a trucker, I had a lot of time to listen to these albums, like all of these albums. So what I'm saying is not because I heard clips. It's because I at least gave like a minute and a half worth of my time to these songs. And I can truly, honestly say I hated this album. I mean, listen, we don't have to like everything, you know? Like, nobody has to like all of the songs. But I just don't like country. I just don't like country. And there was no way in hell this was going to make my list of it being great. I didn't even like the Jolene song. Like, she ruined that Jolene song. Like, only, I didn't even know how you could do that because I love Jolene. Like, that song is so good. And people were saying it can win Album of the Year and stuff like that. And I'm just like, no. Just because you win something doesn't mean that it's great. You know, Christina Aguilera won Best New Artist over Britney Spears at the Grammys, but doesn't make it true, you know? So yeah. Then we have Ariana Grande's new album. When I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, do pop stars hate making good music nowadays? Like, that was my initial first thought. Like, Beyonce, then Ariana Grande. I was like, people hate making music that in 2024. Like, 2024... Like, remember when they announced that McDonald's was bringing back the snack wraps, but in 2025? And I was like, yeah, something major is going to happen in 2024. That's why they're not announcing it now. Like half the world's going to die or something like that. But that's not the case. It was just every pop album was going to suck this year. But then I listened to it again, like, while driving. And I was like, okay, it's not that bad, especially after listening to this next artist I'm going to talk about, which brings me to Taylor Swift. And like I said, I listened to at least a minute and 30 seconds of each of these songs. So what I'm saying is not to just be hateful or like, I really gave my energy to try to listen to these music. And I like Taylor Swift. I have to say that. But I mean, the last three albums all sound the same. There is nothing different. She's honestly just releasing music just to release music and make money. And she knows that you're going to eat it up, which you guys are. Like, you guys make her so rich and famous, which she's obviously doing something right, because at the end of the day, she became the first artist in history to do many things with this new album, which is crazy to me. Because, I mean, when you have, I guess they say Dua Lipa sounds the same, but I don't think Dua Lipa sounds the same. And speaking of Dua Lipa, why is no one talking about her new album? Because if any pop album came out so far, this is the album of the year. Legit, no songs are skippable, although I probably skipped two, but that's only because I didn't vibe with one, because it's like these walls, if these walls, like, it's about breakup, and I'm just not in that mindset, so I just can't relate to it. And then her song Maria, because why the fuck does everyone think about Maria? Like, who the fuck is Maria? And why does everyone have a problem with her? I just don't get it. I don't know why we're all singing about Maria. And I'm so sorry to you, Maria. But you have literally been in everyone's life. You need to go somewhere, okay? I'm so tired of hearing about damn Maria. But besides those two songs, it's literally the best album I've heard this year. And in a very long time, actually. Her songs are so good, and I do hate that there's only 11 songs. Like, are we getting a deluxe album? Like, meanwhile, Taylor Swift has, like, 132 songs and two albums. Why do we only have 11 from Dua Lipa? Life is truly not fair. And then Billie Eilish came out with her new album, and I'm not a Billie Eilish, like, fan like that. Like, I like her some of her songs, but I'm not going to listen to her album. And I didn't really listen to her album, but I listened to a few songs, and the few songs that I have heard are really good. And I was like, she's pretty much a lesbian. And I remember my last podcast that I talked about her saying that she was a lesbian. People were like, she doesn't label herself. I'm like, girl, she's talking about like eating a girl for lunch or something like that. I'm like, she is a lesbian. Like, she doesn't have to label herself to know that she is a lesbian, you know? But it's really good. Really good. Not bad. Especially for all the suckage coming out. Especially my boy Zayn. I was so excited because he released his single, Love Like This or something like that. And I was like, okay, you know, I can get with it. But then his album came out and it's alternative. And I was like, what happened to your single that you released? Was that just a single that you released? Because I was waiting for that for the album. So I'm obviously not listening to that because I don't want to listen to slow songs. And I feel like everybody that's releasing album is slow damn songs. I don't want to listen to a slow song. Where is the pop music? Where is something I can listen to and get excited for? Dua Lipa, you are the only one doing that for me. Everybody else, I'm so mad at. And I'm also mad, and this is not an album that has been released yet, but I am mad because my girl Selena Gomez, she came out with two singles, Love On and Single Soon, which Love On is probably my favorite song. I know people are saying like they don't understand what she's saying, and well, maybe because listen, read the lyrics and you know what she's saying. But apparently that style of song that I like from her so far, she's going in a different direction because I guess people weren't gravitating to her music. So she's going into a different direction. And I want to say she's going to be doing like her songs Fetish and Love For You, Good For You. I just want to look good for you, good for you. Uh-oh. You know, like those type of songs, which are great too. But it feels very inauthentic to me. Like, why are you not doing what you want? Is it because you want like chart toppers? Like, is that what you're craving for? Like, then that's not being genuine to the creativity, you know? You're doing what other people want. You're not doing what you want, which makes me really mad. But she is Taylor Swift's best friend, so what can I expect? Like, Taylor loves the fame and the numbers. Selena Gomez is going to want the same thing, too, you know? But, of course, it is what it is. I love Selena Gomez. I will be listening. I can't wait till I hear what she has come out. And on that note, I think that's all I have to talk about today. I mean, I was going to talk about Britney Spears and the whole foot injury thing and her boyfriend and being weird. Not her being weird, but her boyfriend and stuff like that. But it's so old news, but I guess I could talk about it. I just, you know, I really want her to live her best life, which she seems to be doing. But her whole foot injury and stuff, and I know she's traumatized by the doctors and stuff. But girl, if your foot is broken, your foot is broken. You got to go get that fixed. You can't let that heal on your own. You are still a pop star. You know, you are going to come back and do music eventually. I mean, she says she has projects in the works. So you need to get that foot fixed because you're a dancer. You need to be dancing. But yeah, I guess that's it. Until next time, people. I do miss you guys. I hope you guys like this. And yeah, we'll talk soon. And no, I do not care about that Four Seasons baby. Like, congratulitos to that baby. Nobody cares, you know? So, until next time.